Yes. Well, good morning. Welcome to Union Congregational Church, a church in the United Church of Christ, where no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. I'm really glad that you're with us today, whether in these pews or online, whether today or at some other time. As you can tell, I've got a bit of a cold. So I probably won't be shaking a whole lot of hands today. So just be aware of that. I don't have any announcements, but I know Becky does. So, Becky?
Good morning. First of all, our summer field trip to Fondy Sports Park is for everyone. If you can still crawl in and out of a bumper boat or in and out of a go-kart and would like to join us, the cost is $20. We need 10 people to get the group rate, and we have, I think, 9 of us going. So if you'd like to join us, let me know or sign up on the butcher block for that. Should be a lot of fun. And then the other one deals with our Vacation Bible School. We reached out to Reach Waupun, and we did a school supply collection. But Jane Harmson, the director of Reach, says, you know what, I really need help on August 10th. We set up like 33 tables in the Rock River Intermediate School Gymnasium and get this all organized. And so it's all set up on all these tables, so she needs help setting up tables and then setting up all the school supplies and putting all the spirals together and all the folders together and so on and so forth. And that help is August 10th through 9 to 1, and then we'll follow with a little luncheon. It's kind of a summer mission opportunity, we call it. And I am gearing it towards our middle and high school students to help, but that's only 10 kids I can ask. So we're reaching out to adults beyond our group of 10 so we can get a nice group over there. And so if you're willing to do either one of those things, talk to me, or if you just want more information about either one, see me after church. Otherwise, there's a sign up on the butcher block. Thank you.
Join together in the call to worship.
Good morning. Please rise and join me in the call to worship. Creator God, we praise you. Risen Christ, we greet you. Holy Spirit, we are one body by your grace. You alone are holy, and we worship you. Glory be to you, O God of all creation. Thanks be to you, O Christ, for our salvation. You heal the brokenhearted and lift up the downtrodden. You have healed us in many ways. You have cast out evil and set us free. Alleluia. Grant that we may be your humble servants. Come, Holy Spirit, and transform us by your grace. Alleluia. And join me, please, in the opening prayer. Gracious God, we come to you, mindful of how you have supported us when we were brokenhearted. Thank you for giving us this community to rely on in times of struggle. Help us to continue to do so for each other in each new challenge. Amen. Our opening hymn is number 446, O Love That Will Not Let Me Go. Verses 1 through 3. Our scripture today comes from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 27 through 31. Why do you say, O Jacob, and assert, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And from the New Testament, from Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to his grace, in which we stand and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our afflictions, knowing that affliction produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died in the ungodly. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person, someone might actually dare to die. But God proves his love for us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more surely, therefore, since we have now been justified by his blood, will we be saved through him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more surely, having been reconciled, will we be saved by his life. But more than that, we boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Here end the readings for today. May God bless us as we learn from these holy words. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sue. Our series of the Media Team Made Me Preach It continues, and today our song is Rise Up by Andra Day, produced by Jill Vanderkin.
You're broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. Move mountains, we gon' walk it out and move mountains. And I'll rise like the day. I'll rise unafraid. I'll rise up, and I'll do it a thousand times again. And I'll rise up, I'll like the waves. I'll rise up, in spite of the ache. I'll rise up, and I'll do it a thousand. The silence is quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move mountains, bring it to its feet. For that we have each other, and we will rise. LVA. I will rise a thousand times again. And we'll rise up.
Thank you. My friends, will you pray with me? God, be in our heads and our thinking. Be in my voice and in my speaking. Be in our hearts and in our loving. Speak through me or in spite of me for the benefit of your holy word. Amen. So throughout the years, I've really enjoyed giving a lot of time to working at De Chola Center, one of our UCC church camps. As many of you know, I was a summer staffer there, and I've been able to go back on a number of occasions to offer musical leadership and relationship building. This week, I spent 2 days at their music, art, dance, and drama camp as an artist in residence for middle and high school students. On one of the days I was there, their curriculum had to do with belonging and all of us being part of the body. So one of our musical activities was writing a song together. My dear friend Andrew Moran, who's a songwriter and worship pastor in Nashville, Tennessee, was there all week, and along with her and all the other kids, we recorded a song. We recorded the song that we wrote together. I had a sort of a mobile recording rig with me, and that was great fun. The song was written from scratch in about an hour and 15 minutes. From there, it took us a couple hours to record all the kids' parts, and I also plan to make a lyric video so that the kids can bring the experience back to their churches and say, look at this cool thing that I did at camp. So I was so grateful to be able to spend that time with those kids this week, and I'm grateful to this church for being so supportive of my camp ministry. And whenever I can, I try to bring back something that you can relate to and hold on to from that experience. So a week at camp represents a type of community for these kids that they may not get other places. Music, arts, dance, and drama camp specifically consists of a lot of kids who might not feel like the cool kids in their school. They are painfully aware in their own ways of what it feels like to not belong in spaces and places, just like all of us are. But for the most part, I witnessed a lot of respect for each other and a commitment to a shared goal. Writing a song in a shorter period than most professionals have to do that. Along with saying something vulnerable that was true for their experience of life up to this point. The main line of the chorus is, we all belong in God's heart. Even though there are spaces and places they don't feel they belong, they know they belong in God's heart. The lyrics, in some ways, sound like middle schoolers wrote them. But there's a real honesty in the song, and if you'd like, I'd be happy to send it to you so you can hear it too. So we're nearing the end of the series on songs. The media team made me preach. I think we've got 2 weeks left after this week. I chose these scriptures for this song by Andra Day today because they talk about what it means to rise from fear and anxiety and burnout. And so today, and to use that to be something that glorifies God. And so today, I'm going to look at the two different scripture texts to help us bridge that connection, one from the prophet Isaiah and the other from the apostle Paul. The thread I hope you'll get from this entire message today is that we rise up through the community that shapes us and claims us. Just as my campers this week wrote their song from a place of vulnerability, the first line in today's media song addresses somebody who is broken down and tired and living life on a merry-go-round. In an interview with Time magazine, Andra Day revealed that this song was written after one of her close friends was diagnosed with cancer. She even admitted that she felt there were lines in the song that were kind of cliche, but they were genuine, written in a sort of freestyle recording session where she just laid down the words as she felt them. It's also true that when the prophet Isaiah is speaking to a lot of people who were downtrodden and have heavy burdens in their lives, they're reeling from what's been happening to them in their past and wondering how God is with them in these days. They've just been exiled from their homeland, and they're now looking to a new future with lots of trepidation. Throughout the chapter which this passage is included, Isaiah says multiple times, "Have you not known? Have you not heard?" I wonder if Isaiah might have felt like he was saying something cliche, kind of like a broken record. Not saying anything super important, but it was genuine. Isaiah is trying to remind them, weary as they are, that they can rely on God in times of trouble, telling them the story of a God who strengthens the powerless and uplifts the weak. God does not grow faint or weary, but instead God's heart is wide enough and broad enough for all of us when we face challenges, whether that be a cancer diagnosis, school bullying, or someone who feels discriminated against in some other way. God has space for all of it. As Eugene Peterson paraphrases in his The Message translation, God doesn't get tired out and doesn't pause to catch God's breath. And God knows everything, inside and out. God knows the hurt we face when we've had to rely on God in times of struggle. But the prophet Isaiah tells us that trusting in God gives us fresh strength. And we're not going to have to do things alone when we face them. Another line in the camper song says you're not alone, and that's the kind of God that Isaiah is speaking of and wants us to believe in. In a similar way, the Apostle Paul talks about our justification by faith, or in normal people language, being made right with God, because Jesus has died for us, and God's love has poured into our hearts, even when we may sometimes feel weak and powerless. These texts are tailor-made for this theme. Paul uses the word we over and over again. We are justified by faith, and we have peace even when we feel weak. Paul is using this letter to encourage young Christians who are not necessarily young in age, but young in Christian faith and expression. They've seen the powerful works of Jesus Christ, and now after his death, those who go after him have to help carry on the teachings that Jesus has professed. Sometimes Paul talks about sin and wrath in ways that I would question if Paul were sitting here. For one thing, Paul says our suffering produces endurance, and I'll be honest, that's a hard word to preach to anybody who's actually in the middle of suffering. But the meat of his argument here serves as an important encouragement for these early Christians. And because we have our faith in God, we know that we belong to something bigger than ourselves, to a movement which pursues love and justice over hatred and fear. Both of these communities, Isaiah's exiles rebuilding a life in unfamiliar territory, and Paul's young Christians finding their way after Jesus' death, were weary people learning the same lesson from opposite directions. That strength doesn't come from gritting out alone. It comes from being bound to others who are leaning on God too. Andra Day says later on in the song, "All we need is hope, and for that we have each other." And we have that hope in community and in God. For many of us, community has helped us experience the heart of God in a deeper way. Community happens when we volunteer at the St. Catherine Drexel shelter, to cite one of the many, many examples I could give about you showing God's love through community action. Even on days where you feel you are not enough, where your contribution you feel is too small, or that you can't make a difference, may you know that you belong to God's heart, and that God gives you strength, and that God empowers each one of us to the wider we of community building together. May you feel that with the sureness of children, and know it to be true deep in your bones. Because when we know this, we can all rise up together. Thanks be to God. Amen. So now we come into a time of more intentional prayer, thinking of the people and situations that are on our hearts today. Let's begin in silence. Amen. I have a joy. We brought home our new puppy on Monday. We have a golden retriever. Her name is Daisy. And I've got a whole bunch of pictures. So if you'd like to see, I'm happy to show you after worship. She is a handful. And she is not potty trained. So I will certainly bring her to church after that has occurred. But we are so, so excited, and I'm really excited for Rafi and I taking this next step in our future together. God, in your mercy. We also continue to pray for Georgianne Van de Zand as she recovers from multiple surgeries and a cancer diagnosis. God, in your mercy. We also continue to pray for Roger Blaze as he deals with his hospice journey. And he's still in good spirits, so if you'd like, you are more than welcome to go and visit him. He'll just really enjoy that. And the same is true for the Lairds. They would very much like extra visitors, and the Lairds are just here in town. Roger is in Fond du Lac. And if you'd like more information on where either of those people are, you can come talk to me. God, in your mercy. We also pray for the family of Connie White, who died earlier this week. A service will be held here on July 31st. And we ask for prayers for her children, for her grandchildren, and for her entire family as they navigate this loss. God, in your mercy. Anything else today? I'm not seeing anything here. Anything on Zoom? No? Okay. Then let us be in prayer together. God, we know that we don't get through challenges alone. We get through challenges by leaning on you and by leaning on each other. We know that there are plenty of challenges in our country, in our world, and in our own lives, and in the lives of the people we love. For the challenges of grief, for the challenges of hospitalizations and hospice journeys, the challenges of not having enough to eat, not having a safe place to lay our heads at night. Help us be bringers of light, bringers of hope, bringers of the love that will not let us go. You have shown us that your love can cast out fear, anxiety, and all sorts of challenges. And even as anxiety and depression can sometimes remain in our lives, we know that we have you to help us deal with all of that. And we know that you are with us in every challenge and in every situation. So help us, God. Help us be people that remind others that you are with them, that you are for them, and that your steady hand is on their hearts always. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The time has come to offer our gifts back to God. Here at UCC Waupun, we give thanks for all gifts that are given, whether through time, talent, treasure, or prayer. If you'd like to make a gift this morning, you may do so by placing a gift in the offering plate. You may also give online at ucc.wapan.net. But however you give, may you do so remembering that your gift benefits not only this local church, but also the Church Universal. For you to do so and join us in our doxology. Please join me in the prayer of dedication. God of hope, you have not left us powerless before pain, not ours, not our neighbors, not that of the groaning earth. With your help, we need not be afraid to confront and be confronted by the truth of what is, what has been, and what has been. Bless these offerings, that they may be devoted to faithful practices of care when they're needed most. Our closing hymn is number 438, On Eagle's Wings. My friends, receive these words of benediction. In every challenge, in every stressor you may experience in your life, may you know that God is with you, that God is for you, and that God will always be with you, no matter what. And may you go from this place and help others know the same thing. Because it is in community action that we know that God is with us. And now may the love of God, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Amen.